This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We begin with this weather alert from Storm Tracker 13. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch that's now in effect from Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning. Winds will be howling out of the northwest at about 30 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts up to 65 miles per hour today and through the weekend. Localized gusts near 75 miles per hour over the weekend are possible along areas west and west of I-25 overnight into early Sunday morning. Today's high is not too shabby, with temperatures getting into the 70s, some 80s out east, but again, the wind will be the issue here in El Paso County from Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning. Damaging winds could blow down trees, power lines, widespread power outages are also possible. Travel could be difficult, especially those high-profile vehicles. More housing is coming to Colorado Springs. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman has that story.
A developer wants to add 294 apartments along 8th Street on the west side. That means tearing down a retail building that houses Hobby Lobby and Office Depot for one complex of 134 units. Two others of 72 and 88 units would follow and be constructed on the property used for parking. Other nearby businesses would not be affected. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Cadets of the U.S. Air Force Academy are set to study the solar eclipse coming up on Monday, April 8th.
I know not everyone has the opportunity to, and I'm looking forward to help collect data that will go to NASA, their peers, and the Air Force to help protect our assets in space and ensure everyone here on Earth maintains their communication and weather and everything like that.
That was Cadet Tom Young. Data gathered during the eclipse can provide more insight into space weather and is critical for safeguarding technologies like the electrical grid, satellite communications, and GPS. Colorado Springs PD warning families about a sexually violent predator that's moving into the area. 41-year-old Michael Trujillo is moving into the area at 4100 block of Wakely Drive. He's been convicted multiple crimes in El Paso County, including sexual assault of a child, assault, drug possession, attempted escape, and escape. Police say that they're taking Trujillo's presence in the community seriously and expect him to behave. The Canyon Complex, it's a collection of prison facilities in Fremont County, has canceled all visits after losing water service throughout the entire campus. The facility houses about 4,700 inmates. Officials there said that crews are working to repair the major leak in the water system, and it could take 3 to 4 days to complete the repairs. The Colorado State Emergency Operations Center has deployed a mobile command center to help coordinate the response. Water for drinking and sanitation is being trucked in, and portable toilets are also being set up in the inmate pods. Various nonprofits say that they're also helping in efforts to get more water to the facility. You can learn more about this story by going to KRDO.com. Video gaming is a $57 billion industry. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning parents about fraud and scams if kids spend virtual money on gaming. The Entertainment Software Association, which represents gaming companies, says developers are committed to providing parents with transparency. The thrill of playing video games is turning serious for some kids using their parents' credit cards on top in those in-app purchases. Michael Fieri says that his 8-year-old son, Joey, unknowingly racked up $4,000 in charges on his credit card, thinking it was virtual money. Some says, this person says that she got the money back, thankfully, but after months of fighting for it, consumer experts are warning parents about the potential for fraud and scams. And finally, helicopters are flying again at Fort Carson after last week's crash. The 4th Combat Aviation Brigade is the only unit with aircraft at the base, and most of it is returned to regular operations this week. All flights have been grounded after two soldiers suffered minor injuries during their routine training exercise. There's still no word on what went wrong, but a plan is underway to get all those helicopters back to full flight status.
Partly cloudy skies, warm and windy here for your Friday afternoon. We'll see highs in the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, 80 in Pueblo. We will be under a red flag warning, critical fire weather as we head into the afternoon. Southwesterly winds 30 to 40 miles an hour, gusting at times 40 to 60 miles an hour out across the eastern plains. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.